And now this is a dictation for Alice Paisley, P.S. in Paul, A-I-S-L-E-Y, December 3031. Address as a letter to Dr. Horsley, H-O-R-S-L-E-Y, 5886194. Dear Dr. Horsley, a follow-up for Alice with chronic kidney disease hypertension last visit in August. Taking colchicine for recurring attacks of gout, Only on the right-handed, which is deformed. Denies anti-inflammatory agents. She's a right-handed person. Uses a cane. Last year fell 4 times from unsteadiness, but no loss of consciousness. Sam did help, did not go to the emergency room. There was no focal deficit. She denies having chest pain, palpitation, lightheadedness. Denies dyspnea, no oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine. Does have lower extremity edema. She minimizes on salt. No changes in urination. Review system done, medication list review. I want to highlight the Coumadin, Metoprolol, Lasix. The dose of thyroid has significantly increased, presently up to 125. Takes Celcept and colchicine, recently 3 doses in a day, repeated in a week later. Next paragraph. Present weight 190, blood pressure by nurse 120/80. Lungs are clear, has a loud aortic systolic murmur, and she follows with Dr. Kehoe. Given her age, they are not talking about any surgical or procedures. She's obese, no tenderness, minor stasis changes on the lower extremities. The right hand is deformed. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Excuse me. Next paragraph, chemistry in November, creatinine 1.46. Which is baseline, representing a GFR 34, stage 3B, almost 4. Normal sodium, potassium, minor increase of bicarbonate, normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated, anemia 12 with a normal white blood cell platelet, no blood or protein in the urine. Prior phosphorus not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled. There is anemia, but has not required EPO treatment. There has been no need for phosphorus binders, no need for bicarbonate or change diet for potassium. She has deformity of the right hand from trauma with multiple surgeries in the past. And she's having problems of question gout. Uric acid needs to be updated. Given her renal failure, I'm also going to update PTH. A secondary hyperparathyroidism sometimes can cause pseudo gout. She has aortic systolic murmur, but not a surgical candidate. She has predominance of right-sided heart failure with decreased ejection fraction but preserved on the left side. There is severe enlargement of both atria. There is a component of cardiorenal syndrome, but clinically stable. All issues were discussed, continue to follow enteral dictation,